This is CliffCentral.com. Please note that the views expressed and the advice provided in this show are for general advice and entertainment purposes only. Nothing stated should be treated as a substitute for your own independent legal advice based on your own specific facts and objectives. Therefore, the presenter and CliffCentral.com accept no liability of any nature whatsoever, either expressed or implied.
Law, like you've never heard it before. The Laws of Life, with Gary Hertzberg on CliffCentral.com.
I'm Gary Hertzberg, and this is The Laws of Life on CliffCentral.com. Alongside me today, Lionel Makokotlela. Welcome, Lions.
Good afternoon, Gary, and good afternoon to our podcasters and our guest today, The Laws of Life, the show with a friend.
Lions, today we have in studio for 10 minutes only because she is so busy, this lady, we can get her for 10 minutes and that's it. It's the fabulous Kalyani Pillay. She's a lawyer and the chief executive officer of the South African Banking Risk Information Center, known as SABRIC. Welcome again, Kalyani.
Thank you, Lionel and Gary.
Cool. Oh, by the way, she looks fabulous.
She does.
As always.
We're going to take another pic of this orange, beautiful orange dress. Yeah, you look stunning. Good.
Thank you.
Talk to us once again, if you wouldn't mind, a few seconds on SABRIC and the wonderful work that you do.
Thanks, Gary. SABRIC is the South African Banking Risk Information Center. We are a non-profit organization established by the major banks in South Africa to assist the South African banks fight organized crime. We have been around for 15 years and work closely with our public and private partners, particularly law enforcement in the country, representing the South African banks, and of course hoping to make a serious dent in organized crime affecting the sector and bank customers.
Yeah, it's all about awareness. If we know what these scams are, then we'll be more aware and we'll stay away from them if we can. One of the scams, and it's a serious one, is the changing bank details scam. How does it actually happen?
So what happens, Gary, is that the criminals obviously get access to people's information, particularly business information of businesses and their customers, and they then communicate with them, send out either a letter, email, make a phone call to them, and advise them that the company that they're needing to pay has actually changed their bank account, and that all future payments needs to be made into the new account. Mm. And of course, very often people just respond. They see a letterhead that looks exactly the letterhead of the company they've been doing business with. They don't question it or they don't distrust it, and they go ahead and make payment into this new account. And what happens is that account is actually under the control of the criminal. And the minute the money goes in, the money leaves, and by the time the person realizes that they've paid into the wrong account, and usually they get to know this when the person who they should have paid, or the company they should have paid, contacts them to say that they haven't received payment. Mm. And sadly, the victim is the bank customer who's actually made the payment into the wrong account. And we alerting them to this modus operandi because we're saying, look, you need to be vigilant. And I think, Gary, some of the things, if I could just point out to bank customers, whether they businesses themselves, whether they individuals, for one, protect your personal information at all times. Business information also. You shouldn't be just giving it out willy-nilly to everybody, especially things like bank account details. Then if you receive any communication, irrespective of what format it's in, telling you that the company has changed its bank account and that you now need to pay into the new account, you should immediately be suspicious. Contact the company yourself by making a call and asking to speak to somebody that you actually know in that company. So again, very important to develop relationships with people that you're transacting with and doing business with so that you get to know particular people, right? So that's one of the things. Also, what they do is that when they send out emails, particularly, if they need to copy letterheads and branding and that, it's easy to do. But when they send out an email, they use an email address that looks almost like the email address of the actual company. So let me give you an example. So if the email address of the company is abcstores@gmail.com, well, maybe I shouldn't say Gmail because it's always com, at something.co.za.
Yes.
They would change the co.za to .com. Mm. And very often when we get emails, we don't really read those things. You know, we don't really read the address. We just respond. So that's as an example. Also, what they have been doing is that they may change one alphabet in the name of the company. They may add an S or something at the end of it or before it, which you don't actually pick up. So again, you know, look out for those kind of things. And don't hesitate to pick up the phone and call before you actually
verify. Funny, I got it the other day. Someone sent me a letter saying our bank details have changed. And fortunately, I've listened to you before and I've read your material and I actually phoned them.
Yes.
And I confirmed that is so, and it was. But it was, you know, at first blush, I was a bit concerned that it may be a scam.
Yeah.
And there's so many of it. What I'd like to take up with you as well is that electronic payments, when we pay by EFT, it's based on an account number. In other words, the recipient bank doesn't look at the name on the account. They just look at the number.
Yes. Yeah. The number is what actually identifies the particular account, and it's an international trend.
Yes.
And certainly South Africa follows that practice as well. So, you know, if you put an incorrect spelling in the name or whatever, it won't actually reject it so long as the account number is the one that you're wanting to pay with. So on that note, Gary, I think it's really important.
Let's give an example on that one, Kalyani.
So say if the account is Kalyani Pillay, and then you got the my bank account details.
Yeah.
But when you're spelling it, you don't say K-A-L, you put K-E-L.
Yes.
You know, I mean, just have one alphabet, or you put in the Pele one alphabet different, but the account number is my account number, and you genuinely paying me, the money will come to me.
Yes.
But if you now putting in an incorrect name for the company, so say if it was ABC Stores that you were supposed to be paying, and they put ABE Stores, but the account number is now this new account number, it's going to go into whichever account, into that particular account. And if it's not owned by that store,
it's bad
but
luck.
By you,
then
it's going to go to you. You know, so that's why we're saying that the responsibility is on the bank customer who's making the payment. You and I, if we're making any payment, we need to be absolutely certain that the account details that we are paying into is actually the correct one, and that it is of the account owner that we want to pay to.
Right.
So that's why we're saying, I've said this before, and I probably will always say it, rather err on the side of paranoia.
Absolutely.
Be paranoid
whenever,
I would say, anybody receiving any communications asking for bank account details to be changed, verify this by calling yours. Don't call the number that's on the communication that you've received. Please note this. Because what they do is that they put their number on and they want you to call them. And obviously, if you're calling the criminal and saying, I just want to verify that you've changed your bank account, they're going to say yes. So don't use any detail, contact details provided in the communications you receive. Use the original details that you've actually acquired when you first started doing business.
It's good advice. In the course of my forensic investigations, which is what I do quite often, I found that within a company, one of their staff members was crooked. So the staff member used changed the bank account detail to his personal bank account, but the company's name was left. So ABC Stores with account number 123 was changed to ABC Stores 456, and 456 belonged to the crook.
And he got the
money. That's fidelity problems. That's with internal.
Yes.
I guess there's nothing much we as a consumer can do if it
happens.
Unfortunately not.
So what would happen is that obviously, you know, claims would be lodged and investigations will be done, and the outcomes of the investigation will determine whether or not a person will be successful in getting back their money, but most often not. Yeah.
What happens if, God forbid, we're a victim of this type of fraud? What do we do?
Well, look, for one, you should at least notify your bank. You need to report it to the police because it is actually monies that have been stolen from you. So there has been a crime committed. It's always very difficult to investigate because the person opening the bank account would have done so using fraudulent information or even use somebody else's account, you know, as money mules. Somebody who would be a money mule and maybe even unknowingly being a money mule. Mm. So it's very difficult to catch the person. But you need to let your bank know so that the bank can at least flag that account as well. And
the assets be freezed? Can you freeze assets?
Well, if you know who the person is, then of course the normal things kick in law, and of course criminal charges need to be in, the asset forfeiture can be brought in. But you know, I really would say to bank
the horse is bolted very often.
Most often, unfortunately.
I think one's got to be very quick on that one if you're going to try and recover anything. Kalyani, what else can we do to prevent becoming a victim? Anything special that you suggest?
Well, you know, I just think really, like I said, an absolute not negotiable now is always verify when you get a request. Make sure that you know somebody in the company. And when you're calling, don't just speak to any random person or somebody that just picks up the phone. Yeah. Make sure you speak to somebody you know. You've got to actually do that.
These things are so well orchestrated that they've got a number with somebody sitting at the other end waiting to take a call and say everything's cool.
Absolutely.
So just make sure you talk to...
Don't use any contact details on the communication you receive. Talk to somebody you actually know. Look out, protect your information if you're a business or even an individual. Keep your private information and your company information as secure as possible because obviously the perpetrators have got hold of a list of debtors and are communicating with them because they know they're going to be paying soon. So, you know, it's all those kind of things, information security, cyber security, all these things need to be you need to be mindful of at all times.
There's a wealth of information on all the scams, the latest banking scams, fraudster activity. It's all there, lines on Sabric, sabric.co.za. The boss in studio today is Kalyani Pillay. Lines before we bid her farewell, you want to...
Yeah, I just wanted to say thanks to her because the last time she actually spoke about us having to go through our accounts, and God forbid, this week I found two debit orders which were actually not authorized. One was 99 and one was 125, and I was actually able to dispute that. And thank you very much for that information because most people don't, like myself, I actually never used to go through the statements.
It's very important to do that. Yeah.
This is one in a series of discussions we've had with Kalyani. I hope they continue in the future. There's a lot of information on our podcast, which you can pick up on The Laws of Life. You just look up Sabric, and it's all there for you. So please take heed and be careful. What is your saying? Don't become a victim.
Well, certainly don't become a victim of any of these, and just, you know, stay safe. Be calm when you are dealing with anything relating to your money. It's just, you know, the criminals are playing on your emotions. So you've got to try and remain calm, take a deep breath, and just try and be sensible about what you're doing.
Absolutely. Kalyani Pillay, Chief Executive Officer, South African Banking Risk Information Center. Sabric, many thanks for this, and we'll see you again.
A pleasure, Gary and Lionel.
Bye for now.
This is CliffCentral.com.